Now, the government's plans for a tribunal of inquiry into the cervical check controversy to be set up next week has met with flat-out opposition from many of those who've campaigned long and hard on the issue. One of them is Vicky Phelan. Good morning to you, Vicky Phelan.
Good morning, Anya.
What's wrong with the government plans?
There's a lot wrong with the government's plans, I suppose. It's exactly 1 year ago today, actually, Anya, when the Taoiseach at the time, Leo Varadkar, delivered a state apology to the women and families. That's actually a year ago today, imagine. And that was a momentous day for us. We felt that this marked like the beginning of a healing process for many of us. We felt heard. Unfortunately, this week, when we read the letter from Minister Donnelly, we have felt anything but heard, to be honest. About 7 weeks ago, we met with the minister and members of his department, and we raised a number of issues that we had with the tribunal. We left the meeting at the time encouraged that there would be further consultation. We never felt at any stage that we weren't heard. Yet, 2 days ago, we found ourselves reeling in shock, really, to receive a letter not only rejecting all of our concerns, but confirming the imminent establishment of the tribunal in 7 days' time. You know, we were led to believe with the tribunal that it was the needs of our members and not those of the HSC and the labs that were to come first in the government's response to the wrongs and the injuries that have been visited upon our members. And we simply do not understand, Anya, why the minister would not take the opportunity to work with us to make the tribunal something that our members might be encouraged to engage with. Instead, if changes or amendments cannot be made and the minister forges ahead with this tribunal next week, we will be forced to recommend to our members that they do not engage with the tribunal.
So it seems to be a fairly strong impasse. You're at all right yourselves and the government on this, and it's been such a long road to get to this. Talk to me in simple terms about the kernel of your argument about the involvement of the laboratories in this tribunal and the difference that would make.
So there were a number of substantive issues that we raised at the meeting a couple of weeks ago, and there were three main arguments really or issues. So there's the adversarial nature of the tribunal involving the labs. Then there's the recurrence. So if a woman gets a recurrence of cancer after having taken a case to the tribunal, there should be an allowance to allow the woman to go back to the tribunal, much as there is with Hep C. And then there's the issue of the statute of limitations. So if we look at, I suppose the main issue is the adversarial nature of a tribunal. So the tribunal, as we see, is not fit for purpose. The legal landscape has changed since the 2018 report of Justice Meenan. And that's because of two landmark cases, the Morrissey case and the Carrick case, which literally only settled a couple of weeks ago. Now, in fairness, the Carrick case settled after our meeting with the minister. Mm-hmm. But, it was ongoing at the time, and even at that stage we knew that the HSE had been refused to allow to join a lab in the case of the Carrick case. So in the Morrissey judgment at the time, Anya, you'll remember that one of the rulings was that the Supreme Court found that the HSE was primarily responsible for the cervical screening programme. So it is no longer necessary for women to sue both the HSC and labs, which had been the case up to that point.
I'm just trying to kind of clarify this so people can, because obviously there's a huge amount at stake here legally and it's not simple. But in essence, what you're saying to the government is leave the laboratories out of this tribunal. If you want to, go and sue them separately. I suppose the counter argument is that could end up with, sick women in difficult situations having to give evidence in a separate state case against the laboratories as well as going to the tribunal.
Well, we have argued that that would not happen. So the minister has been advised by the Attorney General that laboratories have to be involved in the legal proceedings in some way. But there is a way that would ensure that there would be a less adversarial nature with the labs involved, which happened in the Carrick case.
And let's go back to Vicky Phelan, who's back on the line. And thank you for your patience with the technological gremlins, Vicky Phelan. We'll be talking to Health Minister Stephen Donnelly around 9:15, around 9:20. What do you want him to do about this planned tribunal for next Tuesday?
Well, I suppose, ask himself the question, why is it so hard to do what's right, you know, for women who have already been failed by the state? I mean, that's what's at stake here. You know, this was promised to us. We've been waiting for it for 2 years. We engaged with the minister in the last 7 weeks, and none of our concerns were taken on board, Áine, not one of them. You know, we cross-checked against the minutes. And then to announce that this tribunal is going to be established in the next 7 days, it just feels like a slap in the face, to be honest, to most of us who have been involved with this over the last number of months. So we would ask the minister to sit down with us, sit down with members of the 221 Plus, the women and families who are actually this tribunal is aimed at. You know, I don't see the point in launching a tribunal and establishing a tribunal for a group of people for whom this is not fit for purpose, who do not accept the tribunal as it currently stands. So we would ask for the minister to reconsider establishing the tribunal and to sit down with the people concerned in order to get a tribunal established that will work and that women would actually want to access. You know, and there are a number of issues which we have given solutions for. For example, as I said to you about the recurrence issue, you know, the Hep C and HIV compensation tribunal allowed people whose health deteriorated to return to the tribunal at a later point. All we're asking for is something similar, because in this situation with cervical cancer, if you get a recurrence, you know, it is nearly always fatal. So, you know, there should be a provision within the bill or within the Act to allow for something like that to happen. So that's, you know, something that could easily be done.
Are you weary?
I am, Áine. To be honest, I am really weary at this stage from all the fighting. I really thought that the tribunal was something that was a good outcome for women and families, and yet here we are, you know, 2 years later, nowhere nearer having something that is actually for the women and that has the women at its heart.
Stay well and mind yourself through all the restrictions in the weeks ahead. Thank you very much indeed for talking to us this morning. That's 221 Plus campaigner Vicky Phelan.